Rest of the Cape Drive Time, welcome to the show. 072-238-0712 is the WhatsApp line. This WhatsApp saying, do all those MPs in Parliament have those high education degrees? Just wondering. I don't know. And this person says, lecturers are being paid a hell of a lot. They should be accountable. This is in connection to our previous item on Drive Time, where it's being discovered that tertiary institutions should be a lot more accountable for the quality of the graduates they are producing for educational purposes in schools. But to other matters at hand, the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution, CASAC for short, has urged Chief Justice Mogoeng Mogoeng to apologize over the comments he has made on the legitimacy of the State of Israel. Earlier this week, in a special session with the Jerusalem Post online, the Chief Justice said that according to his beliefs, he had to unconditionally support the State of Israel, thus spray-painting or airbrushing the injustices of that state. Online is CASAC Executive Director Lawson Naidu. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Shafiq. Thank you very much.
Right, where do we go from here? Do you hold out a hope that the Chief Justice will apologize for his very unlike Chief Justice-like comments?
Well, I certainly think that the Chief Justice needs to reflect on the response that his comments have elicited from across the legal spectrum in South Africa. It's not just CASAC, but a number of other role players, including the Black Lawyers Association, NADEL, that have called upon him to review his comments, to withdraw them, and to apologize. I think this is a clear case of the Chief Justice overstepping the mark and entering the domain of politics and really contradicting government's own policy positions on the Middle East issue regarding Palestine and Israel.
I must confess, I watched that event, let's call it that, and my jaw just got longer and longer as it crashed onto the floor when I heard the Chief Justice of our country saying that he was now going to talk in direct contradiction not only to the policies of the country, but I felt to our constitutional values.
Indeed, Shafiq. I mean, I think many people would share that because, you know, our constitution is premised on a respect for fundamental human rights, on respect for human dignity. All of these issues that, you know, are undermined in the case of Palestinian people by the State of Israel. We've had numerous condemnations of such behavior by international bodies, including the UN and so on. And here, the Chief Justice flies in the face of our own constitutional requirements, in the face of international law, to support Israel, and particularly at this time when it's a particularly volatile situation where Israel is on the verge of annexing further tracts of Palestinian land.
So where do we go from here? I do hear that the Chief Justice, that certain people have said they have reported him to the Services Commission. What line at CASAC would you like to take, a proactive line in terms of the Chief Justice?
Well, I think it's really to appeal to him to respect the judicial office that he holds. And yes, you know, he's tried to say that he was speaking in his personal capacity as a citizen of the country, as a Christian. We hear all of that. But his role, holding such high office as the head of the judiciary in South Africa, demands that he be much more judicious in his comments, particularly on issues that are not you know, specific to the role of the judiciary in South Africa. And he's clearly, as I said earlier, crossed the line in terms of commenting on political issues, which is the domain of the other two branches of the state in South Africa, being Parliament and the government of the day.
I mean, surely the best policy for the Chief Justice, and obviously 2020 is hindsight vision in our case, for him not to allow himself to partake in such platforms as these. If it was a legal issue, I think we could understand. But as you've said at the beginning of the interview, I'm still scratching my head as to why he wanted to get involved in politics.
Well, indeed, and I think this is really the point at which the Chief Justice needs to reflect upon and to acknowledge that he has crossed the line, and therefore he needs to withdraw those comments and to apologize to the people of South Africa and to the government of South Africa.
Indeed. Now, in terms of constitutional values, do you think the Justice, Chief Justice, in any way has contravened by his behavior the South African Constitution, to which he has sworn an oath, nochal, to defend?
Well, indeed he has, because, you know, human rights are indivisible rights. They're rights that pertain not just to people in South Africa, but these are fundamental human rights that all citizens across the globe aspire to and deserve the protection of. And, you know, that applies no less to the Palestinian people than it does to people in South Africa. On a secondary level, the Constitution also, you know, requires us to respect the boundaries in terms of the separation of powers between the executive, the legislature, and the judiciary, and that each arm of the state needs to treat the other with respect and with due deference to the specific responsibilities that lie within those other jurisdictions. So it's on those grounds that we believe that the Chief Justice has indeed transgressed the rules of the Constitution, the spirit and the vision of the Constitution, and has really undermined the whole notion of human rights and global human rights.
Final comment. Surely it's significant that even colleagues of the Chief Justice have expressed their exasperation, I would say, at his utterances.
Well, indeed, Shafiq, and that's why I said, you know, given the widespread condemnation that his comments have elicited, I think the only option for the Chief Justice is to withdraw and apologize. I think, he certainly crossed a boundary, and people who would otherwise, have supported him, and, you know, many of us respect the role that he has played as the Chief Justice in advancing, the Constitution in the last few years. But this is something we cannot turn a blind eye to. It really brings the whole of the judiciary into disrepute. Because what happens next? Is this now a free-for-all for all judges to be able to engage on political issues in the public domain? That would be a disaster and would really undermine the judiciary. He needs to be leading by example, and in this matter, he has clearly failed to do so.
Lawson Naidoo, Executive Director, KSAC, thanks for chatting to us, and stay safe.
Thank you.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.